Jack McMullen here with former SC women's basketball player and current Atlanta Dream guard Brittany Sykes. Brittany, what are you doing in Syracuse, New York right now? It's like cold and rainy right now. You were in Atlanta. What are you doing here?
I'm just here catching up with some old friends, seeing the coaches, seeing the academic advisors I had. While I was here for my 5 years, I was like really, really lucky and blessed to have acquired the relationships that I did, to where coming back to school is, you know, something I really do look forward to.
One of the all-time great, and I'm sure you wouldn't say it, but one of the all-time greats in SC women's basketball history, Brittany Sykes. And, you know, you were on that team that brought us to the national title game in 2016. And, you know, you've been with some of the players on this current team right now. And we'll get to those players in just a sec. But, you know, coming back to SU, a place where you really took them to a game within that national title, and even being at the Final Four is huge for this program. What's it like being back in Syracuse, New York, and just seeing the place that you made such a huge imprint on?
You know, it's pretty dope to see, like, how everything has carried out. You know, we started it, and the team that we have now, they're dangerous. You know, they're still learning the defense, they're still learning the offense. They have it, but a lot of people don't look at, you know, how long it took us to get there. As when we were freshmen and we came in, we learned the defense, we learned the offense, and then it became a part of who we are as an athlete. And now, you know, we're turning teams over, you know, 20 times a game. And to go through that, you know, being a senior, and in my mind, you know, I'm thinking, do I leave or do I stay? And then I stay, and then I go into the league, do 2 years. Now I'm back here. It's like, wow. Like, we did that, you know?
Yeah.
And it still hasn't hit me that, you know, we were the first team to do it. We were the first team to give Syracuse their, you know, national championship run. And it's not going to be the last. You know, it's nothing like the first one, but then it's like when you get the taste of that first one, you want to go back again because it was a different experience. I will say that.
Yeah, and now you're off to, you know, farther things in your career, and you were the seventh overall pick by the Atlanta Dream in 2017. So what was that process like transitioning from SU to a big market like Atlanta and playing in the WNBA with people that I'm sure you grew up just idolizing?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to sound so weird when I say this, but growing up, I had my favorites, you know, in the league, but at the same time, I didn't really watch the league like that. I didn't really idolize the you know, those players in the league. I respected every single player that I've ever come across and watched on TV. So that's not the problem. It was a surreal moment because it's like, wow, I've worked really hard to get to this space, and now I used to watch you guys on TV in courtside in the Prudential Center. Now I'm playing with you guys, you know, and I'm playing with you or I'm playing against you. But then it's like after the ball drops and everybody's out to eat and everybody's out partying, we're all a big family, you know. It's so cool. You then a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you are literally growing up with these people through basketball. So it's like I'm seeing Diamond DeShields grow up, and we're growing up together. I watched you in high school. I watched you in AAU. I've watched you in college, and now you're a pro. So it's pretty surreal to go, you know, wow, I'm here, and I'm here with my friends, you know, that we all started and worked our way towards this goal. So, I mean, we're doing something right. That, you know, that just reminds me of just keep working hard when I look back and I see that.
Yeah, you told me you're here, you're spending a couple days at SU just kind of getting back into shape and getting back into the thick of things. What's the difference like between, and I know everybody saw that NCAA commercial, The Life of a Student Athlete. You know exactly what I'm talking about, but you saw that video, and obviously that's not the case at all.
No.
What's the difference when you get to the WNBA between this and being, you know, a student athlete in the ACC competing in a high market like Syracuse?
I think the difference, especially coming from college to the pros, and I was literally just talking to Coach Reed about this, it's in the pros, it's all on you. And I mean, granted, yes, when you're in college, it's all on you too, but you still have outside, you know, influences in the sense of, okay, you have a head coach that you want to play you. You have, you know, a trainer who sees you every day. And if you don't see them every other day, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to get better? In the pros, you don't put some shots up, or you know, you don't want to go get in shape, that's on you. That's your spot that you're putting up for grabs. That's the way I think about it. So it's definitely a way more accountability on yourself. You have to put yourself through it. Like right now, I'm fighting to get in shape. You know, it's not like I could just go call Ryan and go, hey, Ryan, I need to get in shape. It's like, nah, Brittany, you know, you're a pro. It's your third year. You got to want it. You got to put yourself through that. And it's not even physical, it's mental. So, you know, once you get past that, I think that transition becomes really smooth. But every rookie goes through it. Just realizing, like, okay, it's on me now. It's not I have a teammate that I care about. It's like, no, I have to care about myself.
What was it like playing for Q?
Oh, man. it was cool, you know. I mean, everybody sees him yell on the sidelines. But when, you know, you sit down, you talk with him, you realize how much he cares about his players. You know, it's like having 12 to 15 daughters on the team. You know, you talk to these parents and you promise them that, you know, you're going to make sure, you know, you treat them right and you coach them, you know, not just for basketball, but, you know, like to make sure you're ready for the real world. And a lot of my teammates, especially from my year, like the 2016 year, we talk about how he really did prepare us for the real world. It may not have been what, you know, you wanted to hear, but he made sure you heard what you needed to, you know, to go on in life and understand it. Okay, like, you know, this is the real world. This is real life. You can't wake up and be like, I just want to be 10 minutes late. It's like, no, be 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
Would have never thought about that if Q didn't, you know, tell us about it. But I like our relationship. It's really cool. He literally called me like the other day. I was like, hey, I'm just checking in on you. I was like, you know I'm coming to see you tomorrow, right? He's like, what? So, you know, it's cool. I can't speak for others, but I know for me and Q's relationship, being coached by him, it was different, but at the same time, it was the same because he was like a male version of my high school coach. So
Makes perfect sense. Now, I see that, you know, you rolled in with, I think that's a Pink Floyd hat, too,
yes,
and you got
is.
The jean jacket, and I know that a lot of his players, they do have pretty good senses of fashion. That guy, that guy's got an unreal sense of fashion.
Oh,
did you and any of the teammates ever offer, like, any sort of critique? Like, dude, those lizard skin shoes are
not working. I'm still trying to get the recipe to how his smell just lingers.
It's crazy.
Like, he walks away. Like, literally, he can walk in a room, walk out, and I walk, and I'll be like, Q is here. I'm like, Coach Q is here.
It's like a dog. Like, they can smell like, other dogs.
Yeah, I was like, wow. But, I mean, nah, that dude's fashion is bar none. I get jealous. I told him my sophomore year, I think, was my favorite, like, fashion moment. When he had the beard, the glasses, and the bow tie, I was like, that's the look, Coach. That's the look. And then he shaves it, and I'm like, all right. But, I mean, nah, that dude, he honestly, being around him has taught me, like, to really, really be on my game. Even when I'm just dressed like this, you know, I'm just making sure that I'm a little swaggy because I know if I'm not, he going to say something. So.
No, that makes sense to me. This crop that he had this year was really good, and they hosted for the first time since you guys hosted back in 2016 when you made it all the way to the national championship. Obviously, a different result this year, but when you had a chance to watch SU women's basketball this year, what really stuck out about them?
Man, honestly, when I first saw the team get put together and they played and I watched them play a couple games I can catch, I try to tell people, you know, then they harp on like, oh, your team lost in the second round. I'm like, okay, fine, sure. But understand that we lost in the second round too last year, the year before we went back to the Final Four. It takes time. You know, like, they're young. They're going to learn. They're going to begin to think the system. They're still in the stages of kind of learning it. They know it.
Yeah.
But we knew it. Like, we started to put our little tweaks to it where we're going and we're trapping teams without coach saying trap. And we're going. We're stealing balls. We're directing the ball in which way we want it to go. They'll get to that. Most definitely. It took us, you know, 4 years to do it, which a lot of people forget. It's like, okay, we went to the tournament every year, yeah, but think about it. It took us 4 years for the senior class to get to the national championship. It takes time. They're going to be dangerous. I tell you that now. They're going to be dangerous. Within the next year or two, that team, bar none, is going to be dangerous. The bigs, Tiana at point guard, Kiki, all of them, like Gabby, it's going to be good. They showed glimpses, a lot of glimpses this year. Every team has their knucklehead moments, but hey, I was trying not to get a gray when I was watching them.
That makes sense. Jack McMullen and Brittany Sykes here, former number 7 overall pick in the WNBA draft. She plays for the Atlanta Dream now, and she's one of the greats in SC women's basketball history. You know, you say that you're still pretty tight with the team. You know, who were you really, you know, staying in touch with? I know that you were teammates with Gabby when she was a freshman here. Anybody else that you really, like, maintain, you know, constant contact with on this team?
Yeah. I mean, outside of, like, who's here now, I mean, I still talk to my recruiting class. I still talk to Taylor, Maggie, Cornelia. Yeah, we all, like, me, Taylor, and Butler have a group chat on Twitter. And then on Instagram, we have our own little group chat that we send videos to, or we'll just text. I was recently on FaceTime with Gabby, with Taylor and Maggie for like 2 hours. We were just crying, laughing about the memories we had here and just talking about the girls now, like how times have changed. I told them I'm coming up to Syracuse. But yeah, no, I mean, as of right now, I'm still tight with Gabby. Jasmine Nwaje was my roommate. I'm pretty much pretty cool with everybody since I left. But I still do have those close ties with my certain few. But I love them all. I miss them all. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Now, you really had no problems going to the WNBA draft. You were a top 10 pick, so you knew, you know, the fate, at least a kind of, you know, ballpark estimate of your fate in that draft.
Kind of.
What was that process like, you know, knowing that, okay, there's a good chance that I go high, but there's another chance that I slip. There's another chance that I go maybe higher than I'm expecting to be. I understand nerve-wracking. Like, that's the word that everybody says about that, nerve-wracking. But once it actually happened and Atlanta picked you at 7, what was the thought immediately after that moment?
I'm going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's warmer than Syracuse?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wanted to go to Atlanta. And I haven't, like, really told anybody, like, this story, but it's just, like, a feeling I had, you know. I was looking at the teams, and I was looking at the mock draft, and, of course, mock draft.
No, you get down that rabbit hole easy.
They're never right. So don't believe in mock drafts. But I was sitting, and I was looking at the paper. I was talking to Diamond Henderson, who used to play here, and she lives in Atlanta. She's one of my closest friends. And we're talking. I'm like, Diamond, I feel like I'm going to come to Atlanta. And she was like, man, if you come to Atlanta, you know, we're just talking, giving out the, you know, the ideas that could happen, the trouble we can get into.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, no, for real. I think that I'm really coming to Atlanta. You know, at that time, it was news that Angel wasn't, you know, coming back to playing that year. So I'm thinking in my head, you know, okay, this is one of many opportunities that you never get to really get as a rookie, where, you know, a franchise player is sitting out. This is my time to, you know, get a little extra minutes, play hard, work for that starting position, and I did. So, you know, it was just all that was going through my mind. I was just talking to Diamond almost like every other day, like, I think I'm coming to Atlanta, almost speaking it into fruition. And then I go and I talk to Q, and I'm like, Q, you know where I'm going? And he was like, yeah, but I can't tell you. And I was like, all right.
Brutal.
I was like, all right, fine. I was like, just tell me this, you know, do I go higher or lower than Kayla? And he was like, biting his tongue. He was like, I don't know. And I was like, I'll go higher. And he was like, I'm not telling you. And he started laughing. So he never told me.
Yeah.
But I felt like I was going to get, once he made a face, he never told me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to Atlanta. You know, I'm thinking like, yeah, I'm going to Atlanta. Because it's political, but it's not.
Yeah.
But it's, you almost can just tell what a team needs, what a team wants. And I was like, you know, Alicia Gray and Kayla Davis came out early. So I'm like, all right, Q, does this mess up my draft stock? He's like, no, not really. I was like, okay. I'm like, all right, I still can probably go top 7.
Cool.
And then I'm like, Atlanta, I got to go to Atlanta. Got to go to Atlanta. Got to go to Atlanta. And then once Atlanta hit, I was like,
yes.
You know, I was excited. You know, I was like, yes, I get to go somewhere warm.
Yes.
No shade to Syracuse, but to get out the snow, it was
pretty, I mean,
awesome.
It was like, it was 72 days ago, and now it's, I feel like it's just going to snow again. But
it's literally been like 65 all year round in Atlanta. I wear this in Atlanta when it's winter.
I'm really jealous. I'm really jealous. And she's wearing like a hoodie and jean jacket, and it's perfect. We got to remind people that it's radio. Jack McMullen and Brittany Sykes. Now, you had a top 10 selection in the WNBA draft. Tiana decided to come back. Mm-hmm. You know, she was thinking about testing those WNBA draft waters, maybe seeing where she lies. Mm-hmm. And she's coming back for her senior year. What do you think, you know, just kind of for the Central New York community, can you give us a bit of a glimpse into like what goes into that thought process?
Oh, yeah.
Like after that South Dakota State loss, what happens with Tiana, with her camp, with Q, yeah. with everything?
I mean, it's you start to think about, okay, you think about yourself, you think about the team, you think about, okay, well, do I want to leave? Do I want to stay? And I went through that, you know, and deciding to come back for my fifth year and then for going to the draft. And, you know, for my reasons, I wanted to give myself a better shot at a better position in the draft stock. I wanted to give myself another year post-ACL surgery to, like, really, really show people and show myself, like, okay, she's good, she's healthy. For Tiana's case, you know, we talked about it. Like, we've had conversations where, you know, she had asked me advice about leaving or staying. I told her, you know, whatever decision you make, make sure that you're happy with that decision. Whichever one you're happier with, go with it, because you got to think about, you know, the future. And I was like, either way, you'll be good. You'll be great in college and you'll be a great pro. Either way you go, you'll get drafted. You'll get on somebody's radar. I said, but whatever your reasons may be, and the reason that she chose to stay, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, she just decided to, you know, just want to, you know, work on her game even more. And I'm like, well, do that, come back stronger, because now you're really going to be in the talks when it comes to draft talk, because now, you know, you're a seasoned guard, you have a great IQ, they're going to want you regardless. It's just now it's like, all right, show them consistently that you can do it. So she's going to be fine. She's going to be great. I think she made a good decision. I think she made a great decision. I mean, I think staying to better yourself is always going to be a great decision, to not rush it. The league is not going nowhere.
Before we let you go, food spots, what do you have to hit now that you're back in Syracuse?
OIP.
Okay. I
have to hit OIP.
You a Tully's person or
no? I am. You know, I might have to go get me some Tully tenders.
The regular tenders or like the Asian tenders? Yeah, I love the Asian tenders.
I like the regular. I'm a chill individual.
That's fair.
Other than Tully's, I mean, I probably hit up one of my, like, Kodo. I hit Kodo, okay. My favorite little hibachi spot. I got to hit, what is it, Chicken Now in the mall?
Yeah.
I like Chicken Now. Their chicken tenders are special.
Not bad.
They sleep on them.
A whole lot of tenders for Brittany Sykes.
Yeah, I love chicken.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, man.